Hi, my name is Øystein Grauen, and I'm working on MySQL at Oracle. And today I will talk about hash join in MySQL 8.0. First, I will give an overview of what hash join is before I go into details of the hash join implementation in MySQL 8.0. Then I will discuss when it's beneficial to use hash join and what you need to do to take advantage of these benefits. So first, an introduction into hash join. So hash join is a method for performing the join of two tables. What I will describe here is often called classic hash join. Here we have an example with where we join the two tables orders and customers to find information about orders with a total price above half a million. Hash join has two phases, the build phase and the probe phase. In the build phase, we find the rows from the orders table that qualifies. We call this the build input. We put these rows into a hash table by applying a hash function to the join key. In the probe phase, we read from the customer table and apply the same hash function to its join key to find matches in the hash table. Any matches are added to the result. So one big advantage of hash join is that we only need to read each input once. Note that the hash table must fit in memory, so when we normally choose the smallest input as the build input. If the build input does not fit into memory, it is possible to split it and do multiple scans over the probe input. But as we since we'll see, there are more efficient ways. Hybrid hash join is an alternative to handle build input that is too large for the allocated memory. The build phase starts, as earlier described, by building a hash table from the build input. However, when the hash table is full, the rest of the build input is stored in a set of chunk files. A different hash function will be used to determine which chunk file a row is added to. In the probe phase, in addition to checking for matches in the hash table, all rows of the probe input will be added to another set of chunk files using the same hash function as was used when populating the build chunk files. After the probe input has been processed, one repeats the process for each pair of chunk files. That is, first a hash table is built from build input from chunk file number one, number zero, and probe with the content of the probe input chunk file number zero. Then the same is done for files numbered one and two, and so on, until all the files have been completed. So, MySQL has supported hash joins since MySQL 8.0.18. In earlier versions of MySQL, the only way to execute joins were so-called nested loops joins. In nested loop joins, we will, for each row of the left input, find all rows matching the rows in the right table before continuing with the same process for the next row of the left input. This can be very efficient when one can use an index to find matches. One will not need to read all the rows of the table, and there's relatively few matches per row. Nested loop joins is also not that well suited if I/O is needed to access the rows of the right table, since that will generate a lot of random I/O. In MySQL 8.0, both nested loop joins and hash join is supported. And both classic in-memory hash join and hybrid hash join has been implemented. How much memory we can use for the hash table is determined by the join buffer size variable. And for hybrid hash join, the max number of chunk files is 128. This means that a build chunk file may become larger than what the hash table can support. If that is the case, one will have to load the hash table in multiple steps for each build chunk file, and one will have to scan each probe chunk file multiple times. Note that hash join will usually only be selected automatically when no indexes are available for nested loop join. This means that in some cases, in order to force hash join to be used, we need to disable indexes, for example, by using the no index hint. When there are no indexes that can be used for nested loop join, hash join is much faster. Here we show